ever get that itch, you know? The one where you've got this killer website idea, or maybe it's a blog, something you want to put out into the world. But actually getting it set up feels like, I don't know, climbing a wall.
Yeah, I hear you. Too many buttons, too many menus, and all you want to do is share your thing.
Exactly. And that's what has me so fired up for this deep dive. We're talking Razer SSG. And before you tune out thinking, oh no, not another tech jargon episode.
Hold on, I'll get it. But stick with us because this is about to get really interesting really fast.
Exactly. Razer SSG. And that stands for Static Site Generation, by the way, is known for being super straightforward. And they just rolled out a new update. We've got the notes right here. And trust me, some of this stuff is game changing, especially if you're even a little bit intimidated by building websites, blogs, you name it. So you ready to break this down?
Let's do it. Lay it on me. What's new in the world of simple websites?
Okay, so you know how a lot of us have dabbled with those website builders, drag and drop, all that jazz?
Oh yeah, I've had my fair share of wrestling matches with those.
This is different. Razer SSG is built on this thing called Markdown. And it's kind of brilliant, actually. Instead of messing around with clunky menus, you basically just write like you would an email or something. And little symbols, super simple ones, tell the website how to format it.
It's like, want a heading, bam, throw a hashtag in front of your text, need bullet points, just use asterisks. And the best part, it's all happening in plain text, which means it's super accessible for folks who use screen readers. It's design that's actually inclusive right from the start.
It's funny you mention accessibility because that's one of the things that really jumped out at me with this update. They haven't just made building a website easier, but they've also added, get this, podcasting capabilities.
Whoa. Okay. Now that's interesting. So you're telling me I can build my website and have my podcast all in the same place using this super streamlined Markdown system.
You got it. And it's not just about uploading an audio file to a web page. Each episode is essentially its own Markdown file. So think about the organization, how easy it'll be to manage. And get this, you can embed interactive elements right into your podcast notes. So let's say you mention a YouTube video, bam, it's right there for people to see.
And I'm guessing, knowing these guys, that they've thought about how people actually listen to podcasts.
100%. They've even automated the RSS feed generation.
Okay, for those of us who don't speak fluent tech, what does that actually mean?
So basically, it's like an instant backstage pass to all the major podcast platforms. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, you name it, Razer SSG, automatically make sure your podcast is speaking their language.
That is seriously cool. So no more messing around with complicated settings just to get your content out there.
Gone. And here's the kicker. This whole package, it's free.
Okay, now that's a game changer. It levels the playing field in a way we haven't really seen before.
Exactly. And you know, it got me thinking, with all these barriers lowered, if you were starting a website and podcast today using this platform, what kind of content would you unleash on the world?
Ooh, that's a great question. I mean, the possibilities are endless. And I think that's the beauty of this whole thing.
It's not just about the tech. It's about empowering people to share their stories, their knowledge, whatever they're passionate about, without the tech getting in the way. So if you've got an idea brewing, no matter how big or small, maybe this is the sign you've been waiting for to just go for it. Dive into Razer SSG. See what you can create.
Couldn't have said it better myself.